Yeah, hey, C-Boy, this is your El Dragatea, and I just wanted to say I did receive the cassette today in the mail. They all I say thank you very much for sending it to me. Alright, I'll do the compilation thing for you. I'll set it up. I'll make sure it looks good and sounds good and all that kind of happy stuff. Okay, yeah, here, hold on. Let me get all my stuff together here. Hold on for a second. Yeah, okay, Seymour. Let me take a look here. Yeah, okay. So everything's pretty self-explanatory, you know. You gave me all the notes here as to how you want the songs to go and stuff like that, you know. So I'll just follow your notes and I'll try to do the best job that I can. Thank you very much.
This is the Unwrinkled Ear.
Okay, according to your notes here, the first song is by David Thomason. I'm a horse in love with a cow. Yeah, right. Tell me about it. All right, let me find that cassette here. Hold on for a second.
Johnny, what's his name? David Thomason. David Thomason, where's his song? Come on, it's in here somewhere. William Pucker, and it's, what's this?
Oh, it sure is joyful to play stuff I've never heard before on the air. I'm all juiced up tonight because this cat sent me some links to videos from Nickelsdorf, and those had me screaming at my computer and screaming all the way down to my feet. Last week we had an Italian visitor, Gaetano Farino, I think his last name was, and a Virginian, Verona and Virginia. Compare, contrast. They both recognize the tang of dog shit in the dark. This week on the Unwrinkled Ear, for the first time in a couple of months, ain't got no visitors, no guests, no guest musicians. It's just the ear. Well, it's actually just the unwrinkling. But I gotta play a song for Gaetano. It's from an LP called Jazz in Italia. It's actually an Italian record. And I haven't tested whether or not the turntables work tonight, and I don't have anything else going, so if they don't work, we'll be all stuck in a silent stupor. They work. Blues for Ugo.
Thank you.
Thanks for stepping in here, Joe Gaetano. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that was a pleasant enough little ditty. Yeah, that was okay, I guess. What was that? David Thomas said, I'm a horse in love with a cow. Well, what do you know? Seymour, if all the songs are of this caliber, I think you just might have yourself an interesting little compilation. All right, let's see. What else do we got here? Okay, let me find your notes. Macro Nympho, Guitar Noise, Buck on Fire, the version on side 2. Okay, let me find that tape and I'll slap it right on there for you here. Hold on.
That third track on Lust Brother, which is not the best one. It's really good, though. Hami, Drake, Cooper, Moore, Asif Tassar. We're just going to have to hear another one. plus a little J-Zone instrumental with Jean-Luc Guianet playing the organ. Bass clarinet, tablas, and twanger type stuff. My birthday was February 20th. I had one desire. Listen to a Cecil Taylor record on my new turntable. And I actually really wanted to hear this Hamid Drake record. I wanted Hamid Drake on my birthday. That didn't quite work out. But the diligent efforts of those people at Squid Co. got it to me very soon. It's called Lost Brother.
Thank you. time.
There's a lot of cruelty. It's also primitive, beautiful. I think the people are probably more real than most of the plastic world in the U.S. that we have. I think they're closer to the land. I think they're closer.
I took my Spanish trip to Nogales, Mexico, and Magdalena. I was a practicing Catholic at the time, and I saw a lot of what was I considered to be idolatry that I had never seen presented in the Midwest, say.
I feel sadness because they're lost in their traditions. And that's what makes me sad, that they have to pray to these goddesses and gods of the earth. It reminds me of Satanism, just the images. Satanism?
I am disgusted with the images of death. I'm disgusted with the archetypes that are glorified in this piece of work, and I love the people. I love the beautifulness of your body, and I want to encourage life to come bursting forth out of the imagery. And I'm excited by the environment, but I don't like the excitement.
Listen, people, can you feel the breeze? You better get
it's a tornado. Gonna touch the ground. Tornado. Gonna hit the town.
That's some Steve Beresford music for a series on fishing.